Every time that I return to my home state of Wisconsin, as I did this week, I always stop and pray and think and wonder and dream at two cemeteries. One is in a village 15 miles from the other that's in the city. The village cemetery has a lane that goes in the middle of it. It's very simple. And on one side of the cemetery are the non-Catholics, and the other side of the cemetery are the Catholics. And you know the Catholic side, not by any signage, because they've got all of these extra headstones, which are over 200 sisters, kind of flanking that side of the cemetery. Kind of like leans a little heavy on the Catholic side, with all of the sisters who are buried there from a religious community that has been centered there as well. And I just find that in spending time in the village is where my mom's family originally was from, and the city 15 miles away is where my dad's family is from and where my dad's remains themselves are interred. I just find that it gives me kind of proper perspective, that it helps to clear the fog a little bit, that it certainly increases a sense of gratitude for the gifts that I've received through nothing that I deserve, but simply God's gracious gifts. And I was recalling one of the life lessons that wasn't just mom and dad's life lessons, because their parents taught this to them, and it was generational, and it was amplified by faith, and it was a life lesson of giving the best you can in all things. That success is not seen relative to somebody else, but in doing what you're capable to do with all that you have. That it's not about being good enough or better than someone else in whatever the situation is, but did you give your best? Did you invest your whole self? And I find myself hearing those life lessons spoken anew, not just by mom and dad, but by generations of family, in a way that is meant to inspire and to encourage, not to demean and to upset. That it's about giving the very best that we can in the situation that is before us. And in the gospel reading, the story that Jesus tells about this Pharisee and about this tax collector at prayer has everything to do with that life lesson. The Pharisee saw his value through deeds that were done that exceeded others. That, thank God, I'm not like the rest of humanity. And in doing so, the Pharisee believes that he is entitled to special divine favor for all that he's done in just keeping ahead of the rest. And this other character, the tax collector, he's a scoundrel. I'm not a good guy. The tax collectors in the day, they were skimming off the top all the time. They had a certain amount that the Roman government demanded, and they were free to extort any amount beyond what they had to turn in. Not a good person. Dishonest, untrustworthy, selfish, traitorous in collaboration with the Roman government. And he says in his prayer, Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Not as bad as I am, there's somebody worse than me. Right? That's not his prayer. His prayer is just simply to be real, to be authentic, to be vulnerable. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. There's no litany of why God should be merciful, like as it's deserved or somehow earned, nothing at all. Just be merciful to me, a sinner. As if he simply is falling into the sea of divine mercy with nothing but the assurance of God providing. Wow. I don't find that it's so much that I'm exactly one or the other. I'm both of these characters in certain instances and with certain people. I don't have that Pharisee completely removed from my life. I wish I did. I'm not proud of that. But there are times when I just want to be good enough. There are times when I fall prey to a competitive Christianity. There's times when I'll settle for being better than that priest or better than that pastor. And then the Lord will convict me and say, enough. It's not a comparison. Are you giving your best? Are you giving your all? Are you laying it all out? And the prayer, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner, that lays it out. There's no falsity. There's no posturing. There's no comparing. It's just relying boldly and daringly upon the divine mercy. We all will do well to make the prayer of the tax collector our own, to make those words our own words, to boldly and authentically use those words in presenting ourselves to Almighty God.